Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 291. The Grandest Revelations of Christ and Him Crucified Since Pentecost. We humans build houses and then wait for people to buy them and move in. God does the opposite. He builds human characters of righteousness first and then creates a new heaven and new earth for them to move into and inhabit. This building for them a new heaven and new earth is for Him a trifling accomplishment. He once created the earth and the things that are in it in a mere 6 days. His problem now is not creating a home for His people to live in forever. It's getting them ready to move in, for only righteousness dwells there. And He cannot create righteousness in any human heart without that person's full consent. And again, in turn, that full consent is not forthcoming so long as in any respect self is still holding sway in that heart. This involves a deeper heart cleansing than we like to realize. Ever since the beginning of the great day of atonement, there has been a constant effort on God's part to lead His people to a heart preparation for the return of Jesus. He is in earnest about that, not content for world without end to go on, generation after generation of saints going in the grave to join multitudes from Abel on. All of these wonderful saints are guests at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Wonderful. But there must also be a bride or there can't be a marriage. One making herself ready is the heroine of this day of atonement. But for any bride to be happy in her marriage, she must be totally at one with her bridegroom. But that's impossible for any woman, even the figurative one, the church, unless she is totally convinced of the devoted love of her bridegroom. That brings us to our point. For the church to become so totally one will require the grandest revelations of Christ and Him crucified the church and the world have heard since Pentecost. And that will be the message Elijah brings that turns hearts.